This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said this year marks the 25th anniversary of the India-Germany strategic partnership and the next 25 years promise to elevate their relationship even further. Mr. Modi was addressing the 18th Asia-Pacific Conference of German Business in New Delhi today.
भारत जर्मनी स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप का 25वां वर्ष है. अब आने वाले 25 वर्ष इस पार्टनरशिप को नई बुलंदी देने वाले हैं. हमने आने वाले 25 वर्षों में विकसित भारत का एक रोड मैप बनाया है. मुझे खुशी है कि ऐसे महत्वपूर्ण समय में जर्मन कैबिनेट ने फोकस ऑन इंडिया डॉक्यूमेंट रिलीज किया है. विश्व की दो सशक्त डेमोक्रेसी, विश्व की दो लीडिंग इकोनॉमी साथ मिलकर कैसे फोर्स फॉर ग्लोबल गुड बन सकती है, फोकस ऑन इंडिया डॉक्यूमेंट में उसका ब्लूप्रिंट है.
Mr. Modi added that today India is becoming the biggest center of diversification and de-risking. He also said the Indo-Pacific region is very important for the future of the world. Highlighting the strong focus on India-Germany relations, the Prime Minister said his friend German Chancellor Olaf Scholz is visiting India for the fourth time, and after 12 years, India is hosting the Asia-Pacific Conference of German Business. Earlier speaking at the event, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz said the Asia-Pacific Conference is being held in the world's biggest democracy and the fastest growing major economy in the world, with the most rapidly expanding renewable energy sector of any major economy, a country at the heart of the world's most dynamic region, the Asia Pacific. The severe cyclonic storm Dana has completed its landfall process, impacting the coastal districts of Kendrapara, Bhadrak and Balasor in Odisha with heavy winds and rain. The cyclone made a landfall between Bhitarkarnika National Park and Dhamra in the state shortly after midnight, uprooting large trees and electric poles and damaging thatched and asbestos houses as well as paddy crops. Disaster response teams are working to clear the roads obstructed by the fallen trees, and electricity in the affected areas is likely to be restored by this evening. There have been no reports of casualties so far. Odisha's Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi reviewed the situation in Bhubaneswar this morning and instructed the district collectors to assess the damages caused by the cyclone and submit reports promptly. The India Meteorological Department, or IMD, announced that Dana has weakened into a cyclonic storm and is expected to further weaken into a deep depression within the next 4 hours as it crosses northern Odisha. The IMD has issued a red alert for very heavy rainfall in Balasore, Bhadrak and Mayurbhanj districts today. The filing of nominations will end today for the first phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand. 43 constituencies will go to polls in this phase on the 13th of November. Scrutiny of nominations will take place on 28th October, while candidates can withdraw their nominations till 30th of this month. Voting for the assembly polls in Jharkhand is being held in two phases. Voting for the second phase will take place on the 20th of November, along with single-phase polling for assembly elections in Maharashtra. Today is also the last date for filing of nomination for by-elections to 47 assembly constituencies in different states and for Wayanad parliamentary seat in Kerala. The voting at these seats will take place on the 13th of next month. In Maharashtra, the Nationalist Congress Party NCP, led by the Deputy Chief Minister Ajit Pawar, has released its second list of 7 candidates for the assembly election. The party has fielded Zeeshan Siddiqui, son of late Baba Siddiqui from Bandra East constituency, whereas former MP Pratap Rao Chikhilkalkar will be contesting from Loha. In hockey, the Indian junior men's team will take on New Zealand in the group stage match of Sultan of Johor Cup in Malaysia this afternoon. The match will begin at 1:35 p.m. Indian Standard Time. India A will face the Afghanistan A in the semi-final of the ACC Men's T20 Emerging Teams Asia Cup at Al Amirat in Oman this evening. The match will begin at 7 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.